The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Next Best Thing with Linda C. Thompson. This show will intrigue and inspire you and keep you on the pulse of what's going on in healthcare, politics, the arts, and more. Now, here's your host, Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome to The Next Best Thing. I'm your host, Linda C. Thompson. The Next Best Thing covers the entire spectrum of experience, from technology to twirling and loving to lollipops and holiness to healthcare. If it's an issue to you, we will find those who know. This week, we are going tech, which I think impacts all of us. We have Ron Bice, who is president of WIPNet Technologies and more. And we have James of B Computers, both amazing at their jobs and know stuff about technology that I don't know. So, you know, they're going to do the talking and I'm going to manage the process. So, Ron, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. And James?
I'm doing great.
Lovely. So, let's get started. Ron, how'd you get into technology?
Oh, it was a good 20, 25 years ago. I got my hands on a little Apple IIc computer and fell in love with it. And I've just been going nonstop since then.
There you go. Educational background about that?
Yes, I've got a degree in computer electronics and robotics. And then, again, another 20 years of practical experience.
Oh, that robotics thing. How cool is that? I want one of those. I want several of those.
Right, don't we all?
Things. Anyway, James, how about you?
Well, it all started when I was about, around 5 years old. I mean, I've always been around computers my whole life, and I've always had a knack for and understanding them. And I went to San Jacinto College for 4 years in computer science, and I just love doing it. It's what I really know and what I really like doing.
You know, getting paid for what you love to do, it
Absolutely.
Doesn't get better than that. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's cool.
No better feeling, you know?
Yeah, there's not many people that have a job that they love going to every day, and that's unfortunate for most, but not here.
Not here.
I spend way too much time on working on stuff, and like, you know, I really need to take a break now and get out the PlayStation or something, you know?
I know. As a writer, golly, I've written all my life since I was 5 years old. Can't not. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. It's just, well, different venue. Let's see. So we have a little bit about your profession and how you got into it. But let's go a little bit deeper. And what is it you most love about technology?
The variety, the changing, it's always something new, always something different, something faster, something better.
And what Absolutely. Would that something better, faster be?
Well, for everyone, faster computers, just smaller technology that runs faster than it did before.
James, your thoughts?
I'm sorry?
And your thoughts on the same subject?
Oh, sorry. Definitely it would have to be the smell. Algae.
You didn't say smell.
I did say smell.
That's what I thought you said.
Secure,
I thought that the smell. you have to explain that one, honey.
Well, it's really, you know, the smell of a new car. It's the same sensation with a new computer. And Ron took the words out of my mouth, the variety. There is always some things getting faster, things getting smaller that are faster. That's basically how it is. And it's just, I think, in my opinion, one of the greatest things on the world, so...
And so, yeah, deeper still, what do you see coming up that's going to be the next best thing, really, in technology? I mean, it was wearable tech first, and now we've all got that. What's next?
Well, there's lots of rumors going around of what's going to happen.
Oh, I love rumors.
Yeah,
everybody loves rumors.
There's the conspiracy theory says conspirator. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Says that we're all going to have barcodes. The TV show with the barcodes on the back of their neck, I think. You know, something under
the back
skin,
of the neck.
Like you're already putting on the animals now to track them. We were at the airport not too long ago and went through and. Somebody had their iPhone and held it up, and it had their information, their boarding information in it, and they were allowed to pass just with their iPhone.
Incredible. James, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's going to be great one day when, you know, a phone can pretty much run your entire life. It's almost to the point where you can buy an iPhone and it can do whatever it wants.
A tiny one.
Sorry?
A tiny one.
A tiny one.
Yeah.
Oh, Dick Tracy with the wristwatch?
Even better.
Well, if he gets too small, you need to be able to hold on to it now.
Unless
it's
going
to be embedded.
Can he squeeze it up your phone?
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, they've already got the, well, there's
and
the earphones.
You are the guys that are going to do that. Invent, create, think the great thoughts about computers and technology. Not to put any pressure on you, of course.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My phone is just breaking up, and I'm in a lot of steps.
Well, I said not to put any pressure on you, of course, that you're going to think the great thoughts and invent all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, why not?
Well, yes, why not? Let's move
Phoenix has introduced some interesting stuff. It is a fail-safe technology that they've introduced for mobile devices. Allow them to be able to connect to your phone, your laptop, be able to track it through GPS. If you lose it, they'll be able to connect to it, pull all your data, encrypt it so that whoever's got it can't get to it, pull it off, and then erase what's left, store it somewhere where you can then access it and get all your data back.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Yeah, it's going to revolutionize things.
That's interesting.
Say more about that.
Well, it's still fairly new, but it again, it works off of a GPS. If they use it to connect through wireless or however to the internet, the machine will get an IP address, which they can then is recorded in the device. They can then pull that out and track to see who, where, what, when is going on with your device once you've lost it, and hopefully pinpoint it and maybe get it back for you.
I have a feeling, James, you're going to want to talk to Ron about this.
Well, I'm not really into my field of your so-called expertise. It's not really into that sort of technology, really. More into what a computer is capable of. What really technology says. I mean, they got technology nowadays where, man, they're cloaking devices, things like that. They're just fairly new. That came out, you know, a couple of months ago, really. And
well, according to all reports, you're amazing at that. So tell us more.
I'm sorry. My phone is just breaking up.
Tell us more.
Tell you more about...
Yeah, I want to hear about the cloaking. Tell me that.
No, really. It's basically just a coat and the light passes around it, and that gives it the image that you're seeing nothing at all. It's fairly new, so it's not so great. I mean, you can make out someone being there, standing there, whatever, or the object that this coat is covering.
I saw something about that a while back, some new technology with transistors and LEDs, I think, to try to mirror what's around.
Right. I mean, there's a couple of different ones, but I thought the most interesting one was the I'm not quite sure what it was, but just the light passing around it. I thought that was very interesting. And, hey, you never know, it could become a part of everyday use one day.
You know what's amazing to me is that all this is based on bits and bytes, ones and zeros.
Yes, essentially it is.
It really is. It's incredible. It's like a traffic jam. If they get jammed up, well, things are going to go wrong. But it's still bits and bytes.
Yeah, bottlenecks. Is which the traffic jam you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the problems with the older generation of computers is one part of it would run faster than another, and there would be a bottleneck of information trying to get in and out of the processor.
I do love that phrase, bits and bytes. Oh, that's really cool. You know, we want to talk about, in addition to the amazing work and knowledge that you have, we also want to promote you so that, you're going to get more business, more and more and more and more and more.
That would be fantastic.
Well, that's what it's all about. We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to promote and talk about everything you can do for everybody.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. TriEye is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. TriEye features the three I's. Insight. Identifying client vision, strategy, and goals. Designing perfect programs and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations. Inspiration. Enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization. Implementation. Pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today. Acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works. Psst, her personal next best thing? She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com. Listen for MD Radio on Voice America.
That's Muscular Development Radio.
Every Monday, your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler, will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Enjoying The Next Best Thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson, and we have gone tech today. We have Ron Bice and James, and I know before break we said we were going to go even deeper into the computer world, but we discovered on break that we're all in Texas.
Howdy, y'all.
That's a technical term. So I suspect that you guys are going to be connecting a bit more.
Sure,
so let's talk about... Let's talk about your the services that you offer. This is called Let's Promote You. Let's Promote You. Let's Promote You.
Of course. Tell us,
Ron, you start.
Well, I'm in the Woodlands, Texas, which is north of Houston. I provide pretty well complete customer care computer service. I set up networks, troubleshoot and diagnose problems. And whatever you got, I can take care of it. Malware, spyware, viruses are the common things. That's the easy stuff. Wireless networks in your home, and I also do websites.
Yes, how do you build websites?
With a lot of time. They can be
What's your favorite way to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got several pieces of software that I use, HTML and graphics editing software.
Yeah.
It allows me to create graphics and set up the code for websites.
And about tracking when people log on.
Yes. There are lots of different tracking environments you can use. A lot of the web hosts will offer some basic tracking. But a good free one is from Google. You add a little bit of code to the website, to each page, and then you can log on any time to Google and get real-time statistics. Only problem with it, though, it's based on JavaScript, and because JavaScript can promote or carry Trojans and viruses, a lot of people have JavaScript turned off. So with that, the Google Analytics aren't going to work because they run off of JavaScript.
What do you do about that?
There's not much you can do. The web host, a lot of times what they provide is not based on JavaScript, so it's a little more real-time. However, they don't give you a lot of detail. So you get good information from them, but it's just not really very specific, so it makes it a little tougher to track down what people are actually looking for when they came to your site, whereas Google gives you a little better... keywords that they've typed in, what they used, where they came from, how long they were there, what pages they visited. You can get pretty deep into it. It even tracks them down to their service provider, and you can get the city for the service provider that they're in. So that helps.
I have a feeling that you guys are going to invent the next best thing in this area.
Let's hope so.
James, your thoughts on the same subject?
Well, basically, I just repair computers. I mean, anything, hardware, software, desktop, or laptop, name brand doesn't really matter. As for, well, it's mostly for the Windows operating system. But as for Macintosh, it's basically, I can just do hardware work, replacing screens, cracked screens, changing out motherboards, putting in hardware, installing new software, such as antivirus software, Microsoft Office, Photoshop, things like that.
So when I get frustrated with my computer and want to throw it out the window, both of you can fix it.
Absolutely. Of course, now, really, to get the best advantage when you're throwing one out the window, you need to have at least a three-story facility, house, business, whatever. You need some good height.
Especially with a desktop, they're relatively sturdy, believe it or not.
Right. They need to bounce a couple of times.
Oh, I think we could arrange that. No, I'm teasing. Tell us a little bit more about these websites, Ron. Because everybody has to have one.
I built a variety of sites. Right now, one that I'm focusing a lot of my time on is woodlandsevents.com. And I am trying to provide a very detailed resource for people to find out whatever they want to know, hopefully, about the Woodlands. I've got some 150, nearly 200 restaurants listed. Got a listing for all the parks, and things are just growing like crazy out here. I think the Woodlands is its own little microcosm.
Yeah.
You drive around and look and see restaurants, for example, and they're packed. The ones that have good food anyway. Mm-hmm. It's you'd never know there was an economy struggle if you lived here in the Woodlands, unless you watch
the news. And James, what about in La Porte?
Well, it's basically the entire Houston area, really. I mean, you can drive around here and you couldn't even tell that the economy is really down because there's so much small businesses and there's just so much blooming around here. You couldn't really tell.
So this is an off-the-wall question, but how much of that is changing your mind about the economy? If you decide it's not, you know, it's not down, it's not fading, it's not, and I am rich and abundant, how does that play out?
Life goes on as normal.
I suppose that's the way it would be. I mean, even before the economy was going downhill, that's pretty much how it was. everyone just kept going on about their daily life.
You know, we have this profound ability. We do it every day. Oh, I changed my mind. Just think how profound that is.
Yeah, there's women everywhere. They change their mind constantly.
No, but I mean, think of what if tomorrow morning we all woke up and we changed our collective minds, everybody on the planet, and said, we are living in abundance.
Oh, that the economy is all just a fallacy? That ignoring what's really going on?
Or, you know, what
having
actually
the
happening,
mindset
or
of abundance. Not disregarding reality.
There's something to be said for doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's, the more you make, the sense of if you are a little more free with what you've got, it'll come back to you.
Yeah, the more you give, the more you get.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of good folks said that.
I see a little reality in that once in a while. I've gone above and beyond for friends and others, and interestingly enough, in short time, you know, something good happens.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Tell us a story about that for you.
You have to wonder if it's coincidence or what is going on.
Well, you know, Thomas Jefferson said genius is common sense in its working clothes?
I can see that.
So, James, tell us about your thoughts on that.
On
I know I put you off the wall, and you didn't plan on it, but let's talk about the next best thing, about the mindset of abundance.
The mindset of abundance? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
And yes. Your thoughts?
Yes.
My thoughts on the mindset of abundance?
Yes, please.
I really have no comment on that at the moment. Not off the top of my head, anyway.
And off the hook, because I know I threw that at you out of left field.
It's the furthest left field you can get, you know.
You know, when we come back, we're going to, believe it or not, I told you the time was going to fly. And we're not too far from another break, believe it or not. But we do have a little time to talk about one more thing that I want to talk about. And if we don't finish, we'll pick it up after break. And that is, what about this thing called identity theft? How do you protect yourself? What do you do if it happens? And how do you know if it's happened?
It does happen. And, ever since the Internet's been around, identity theft has always been a problem. And in recent years, there have been a number of ways to combat this problem.
Yeah.
Such as credit reporting agencies. They use websites such as like TransUnion or Equifax to monitor your credit and things like that.
Yeah.
And even those
can
be identity theft sources.
The only problem with this is it's obviously after the fact, because it depends on when if they've gotten a credit information and opened a credit card. You know, when that credit card vendor then submits the information to the credit reporting agency, and if they only present it to one or if they present it to all three, and then when you check it, so you may check it the day before and think, oh, everything's great, and the next day it hits your report.
Exactly.
What do you do if you find out something's happened like that, some level, because there are different levels?
I would think the first thing, if you can identify the vendor they've gone through, you contact that vendor immediately, have them try to set up something up with them, tell them that card is false, that the identity they set was yours and you didn't open that account, mm-hmm. and do everything you can to get that card suspended so that they can't use it again. Report
Other
to the credit
comments,
agencies
Jay?
Themselves.
Go ahead.
Tell them that it's a false account.
What about the credit agencies themselves? Because rumor has it there are those that scam themselves.
Scam themselves.
They're scammers.
Yeah. Well, you really have to understand and really know a good credit reporting agency. You just gotta know where to look or get some references if you have to,
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk into something you don't really know what you're doing.
Right.
As far as
it's
credit repair goes, there are a lot of places that offer the service, but, you know, you don't need a lawyer to do that. Mm-hmm. You can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is submitting some paperwork. The money that you're paying the lawyer, you're getting their letterhead. Granted, you're getting a little experience that they have as well, but for the same paperwork, you can find it on the net, and you could submit it yourself.
Okay, right before break, what's your number one favorite place to find it on the net?
Google.
Google. There you go.
Okay. Another. Anything else?
Try various search phrases. Different things will pull up different results.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back to the next best thing, we're going to talk more with Ron and James and Tech Week. At and let's talk about when we come back.
The experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Tri-I is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. Tri-I features the three I's. Insight, identifying client vision, strategy, and goals, designing perfect programs, and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations.
Inspiration,
enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization.
Implementation,
pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today.
Acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works.
Psst, her personal next best thing?
She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you lack energy and enthusiasm?
Do you really want to change your thoughts and feelings? Can you really stay sane when your life isn't?
Of course you can, just by listening to Stay Sane Now each week with Claudine Struck and co-host Wesley Stoller. You'll have fun and learn how to make each new day the best day of your life. Every show is designed to energize and get you started off on the next week. Stay Sane Now is broadcast live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on Seventh Wave Network.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Enjoying The Next Best Thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to The Next Best Thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson, and we have gone tech. We're visiting with Ron Bice and James, and we had the most fascinating discussion over break. Spyware, viruses, all this kind of stuff. And tell us what you said over break.
Well, basically, we're just talking about what to get and what to avoid, really. I personally, free antivirus software that I recommend that everyone should have and use, you know, scan your computer at least once a day or every couple of days, really. It's called SpyBot, Search and Destroy. You can Google that. It's a good software. It's really a small file. It won't slow your computer down. And it could pretty much get rid of anything.
And Ron, you know, your thoughts?
You're probably going to have, if you've never scanned your computer or if you paid for antivirus software like Zonar and McAfee, things like that, then chances are you're going to have a bunch of things on there that could really slow your computer down overall. So I definitely recommend SpyBot Search and Destroy. Just go to google.com, search, just type in SpyBot. It should be the first one that pops up. And it's free to download for anybody.
Cool. Ron, chime in.
Yeah, SpyBot is good stuff. But I don't agree with James that it won't necessarily find everything. There's not, in my opinion, there's not one solution out there that's going to find everything on your machine. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One of them is you've got what they call script kiddies out there writing viruses.
What did I just hear?
Script kiddies.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. They what they basically do is they've gone to school, they've learned how to write some code, and they allow their machine to get infected, and then dissect the virus that it got on there, and then they'll manipulate it. In some cases, they'll make it worse and send it back out. There was a version, it was a virus about 3 years ago, was pretty bad. It wasn't real destructive, but it was very widespread. And it went through, like I said, several variations. A couple of people found it, modified it, sent it back out. And then somebody else later on got that latest version, changed it so that it would go out and remove the old version and put something else in its place.
Worms its way in.
Yeah. Worms is a type of virus that actually propels itself across the internet. It actively, when it gets on a machine, it actively searches for other machines within that local network, if there are other machines, and will try to spread itself across those other machines, and then obviously back out on the internet as well.
I love different opinions, not disputes or arguments, but different opinions. So, James, your thoughts?
Well, there was one worm a couple years back that that was pretty widespread. It was called a blaster worm. I mean, they were common then. I mean, there's many different types of them. Basically, it would just restart your computer whenever you just logged on. That was pretty nasty stuff. I will agree with Ron there that, you know, there's not one software that can remove everything. Sure, that's for the most part true. I mean, but I wouldn't really recommend getting more than one antivirus software, you know, on one machine.
Right. It's really not a antivirus software anyway. It's looking more for spyware, adware, Trojans, which then can carry a virus, but it's really not an antivirus software. Something like James mentioned when we were on break is AVG. AVG, it's free. It downloads and gets definitions on a daily basis, and will also run a scan on a daily basis. It's free. It's automatic. So you set it up, you install it, it's good to go.
Yeah, pretty much. That's good stuff to get along with SpyBot. You know, they work together. You can get SpyBot and AVG at the same time. It won't harm. They won't attack each other or anything like that. And they'll keep you, you know, protected for the most part. I'm not quite sure if it's 100%, but it's probably pretty high up there.
Yeah, SpyBot, it's a manually run application, meaning that you install it and it'll just sit there. You have to go out, you have to run it, have it update its own set of definitions. Definitions are what it uses to compare against what's on your machine, and that's how all these programs work in order to identify things on your machine. So you run an update and then let it scan, and then it reports back to you what it found, and then you have a choice of having it clear any or all, or if you want none of the things that it finds. But as long as I've been using it, I've yet to have a problem with it removing anything that compromised the machine.
Yes, agreed. Same here. I just find it really, you know, very convenient to have on. Right, like you said, it is manual, so you do have to self-update it yourself and scan it every now and then, but if you get a routine down, it's pretty good to have. I mean, you know, scan it once, you know, a minimum of every week at least, it'll get rid of most of anything, so...
Yeah, there's another one out there that I like. It's called Malwarebytes. That's BYTES. You can find that at malwarebytes.org. It is also a manually run program, which does a similar thing that SpyBot does, and it will find some things that SpyBot doesn't find. And you may ask, why does it find one when the other one doesn't? And these applications are set up, and the definitions are created by people who have decided, and based on what they have found on the net, to be faulty. So if you consider them the white hats, then you've got the other group is the black hats. These are the guys that are writing the malware. Mm. And so because there's constantly new stuff coming out from the black hats, you have to wait for the white hats to find it, look at it, dissect it, figure out a solution, and then put that solution out. So we're, you know, you're always going to be behind on keeping your machine clean. So having a constant process, a steady rhythm, a regular routine to keep your machine clean. And with these, with the SpyBot, the Malwarebytes, and AVG, I've been running those three things for the last couple of years, not had any problems at all on my machine.
Yeah, I agreed. And it's always good to have a good firewall as well, which AVG does provide. You can't really rely on your Windows firewall at all times.
Yeah, I know the AVG firewall is not free, though, right?
Well, I'm not
okay, come
sure
on, give
one.
It up.
Sorry?
Come on, give it up.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but it might not be, but it's definitely worth however much they charge, which is probably about, I believe it was $30 a year or so.
Yeah, firewalls, problem with them that I see for most novice users, though, is when the firewall pops up and says, hey, this has happened, do you want to allow it?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what it is, you know, should I allow this or not? You know, and it's hard to even describe to somebody, if it does pop up, what should you do?
Because
you could say, well, if you just clicked on something and you're trying to open a document or trying to open a link or something and it pops up, chances are that's okay. But you can't say that 100%.
Absolutely not.
So you know, keep you guys in business.
Yeah, that's right.
Call you to what buttons to press.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Spotlight,
I mean, a firewall is there's an upside and a downside in my experience.
Yes. Also, those so-called black hats, they also make faulty antivirus software, which will force you to buy their software.
Yes.
Keep nagging you and
drive-by software, drive-by infections.
Oh, no. What's
also
that?
Also known as scareware.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the stuff that pops up and says, oh, your machine's been infected. Click here to clean it. So it looks like Windows. It sounds
infected,
like Windows.
Yeah?
It even smells like Windows. So people will click
on it.
And then it runs a scan and says, oh, look, I found all these things. Yeah, well, guess what? That application brought those things with it so that it could find them.
Oh, no.
And then it won't get rid of it. If you try to avoid it, they'll put up a little shield, some cases, by your clock, and it'll tell you, oh, you need to buy this software. You're infected. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, you know.
Danger. Listen, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and as well as talk about we want to promote you. And what you do, and your companies, and your services. So we'll take a brief break, and we'll come back for more of The Next Best Thing. We've gone tech, and we're visiting with James and Ron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
TriEye is passionate about our credibility and the reputation of our clients. We build long-term value-added relationships, optimize social capital and bottom-line results. TriEye features the three I's.
insight.
Identifying client vision, strategy, and goals. Designing perfect programs and invigorating individuals, teams, organizations.
Inspiration.
Enlivening vision, strategy, and goals in the heart, mind, spirit of all in the organization.
Implementation.
Pragmatic results, outcomes, and plans for follow-through. For follow-up and an assessment of our success, visit TRIIST.com today.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Acclaimed author, playwright, poet, singer, actor, and beauty, Linda C. Thompson is the double, triple threat. You can anticipate a stunning performance in her next three books already in the works.
Psst, her personal next best thing?
She's in training to be a horse whisperer. For more information about Linda C. Thompson and to view her blogs, check out her podcasts, and connect with her community, visit www.lindasworlds.com. Again, that's lindasworlds.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Enjoying the next best thing with host Linda C. Thompson, a show that sorts out this confusing, complex world by keeping you one step ahead of the game. Let's continue our discussion. Here's Linda C. Thompson.
Welcome back to the next best thing. I'm your show host, Linda C. Thompson. We're visiting with Ron and James, and we have gone tech this week. And I am learning so much on breaks from these guys that, oh my God, who knew? So let's continue our conversation. Before break, we were talking about, you know, spyware, identity theft, all that kind of stuff. Let's finish that up. Ron, your thoughts on that?
Best thing I can say for staying clear of the identity theft, for example, if you've got email, you've gotten a spam, you've gotten some phishing emails. I can't imagine that you wouldn't have unless you've got a really, really good filter on your email. And even some of those will get by.
Get emails you want.
Yeah, that's the problem, is if it gets too tight, you don't get emails that you want to receive. It's just use your common sense when you're reading these emails. Don't worry about who you think it's from, if you know them or not. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Absolutely. There's plenty of those phishing emails that come and go, really. Just if it doesn't look right, it's probably not. Just delete it, ignore it, you know, act like it never happened. If you don't know where the email came from, you know, just pretty much don't even open it.
Yeah, the banking emails, they're the guys that write the stuff, they're pretty
Nigeria,
good at it.
They
make it look like
Ethiopia,
the official website, the bank sent it to you.
Yeah, in London, you know, I mean, you've been awarded.
Right, yeah. Or somebody's tried to get into your account, please log in here and verify your credentials. Well, if they were trying to get in, then why didn't you lock it so that nobody can get in? And then why do I need to log in? Shouldn't I get on the phone and call you maybe, you know, if that's really the case?
Yeah,
that makes more sense to me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's several credit card vendors and all the banks have repeatedly said they will not email you and ask you for information. They just don't do it.
They mail you.
If anything, they'll mail it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a good thing.
Yes.
Now, I said over break that I wanted to ask you something that... Okay, what do you think about spider programs?
Spider programs?
Yeah, that go out and find, you know, bring things to your websites.
Oh, well, spiders are by the search engines. They're not, well, they are, they are programs, I guess. But they go out, all the search engines have them. They go out, one of them, there's, I guess, the way I like to explain it, at least, there's different classifications of spiders, say, from Google. One goes out, verifies that a web page is actually active and goes back and reports that it's active. Another one goes out and will scan that page looking for some information, bring it back. Another one will go out and hit it and bring some information back, and then it begins to consolidate all that data and try to determine what your website is about. And then that's how you wind up in the search engines.
Mm-hmm. James,
that's in its shortest
your thoughts?
Term.
Yeah, basically the same thing as search engine optimization, right?
Yes.
Or SEO.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's basically, you know, your rank in the search engine on Google or Yahoo or whatever else is out there.
Yeah, and they all have their own spiders, and they all look at information a little bit differently. Nobody really knows except them what their spiders are looking for.
And that makes me nervous.
Well, it's something to really worry about.
Spiders won't bite you.
They will. You know, why is it that terminology in the tech world is either insects or bits and bites?
personification, I suppose.
That's a joke.
Insects do bite.
And numbers, well, numbers, there's a lot of philosophy around numbers. So. Let's talk about you guys and promoting you, because I need a little bit of time after we do that. So, Ron, promote yourself.
Well, once again, I got about 20 years experience. If I can't fix it, I won't expect you to pay me. But it's very seldom that I can't fix it. So, you know, take that as you will. Websites and SEO, if you do a few searches for Woodlands Events, you'll find that I've got several different top 10 results. In some cases, I've got number ones in quite a few places. But SEO stuff, like we were talking about before, it changes almost from day to day as you get other competition out there, other websites that are coming out. As far as my computer service goes, if you go to thewoodlandsevents.com, in the left-hand column, you'll see a blue link for computer services, and that'll get you to me. And you can also call me. Okay, if I get my phone number?
I know.
It is on the website, though.
And James, promote yourself.
All right. Well, basically, same goes. I repair laptops and desktops, hardware or software. Basically, any problem, really. You can go to my website at rcompsx.com, rcompsx.com. And it's got my phone number there. If you got problems, you give me a call. I can help you out. I can drive you to your location in the most cases. Basically, any problem can be corrected on a computer. You know, if it's broke, we can fix it. So...
And you guys can fix it.
Yes. Yeah. I also provide the on-site service. And when I get to a given situation, I'll look at it and discuss with the client, you know, what the best option is to fix a machine and whether or not it's worth putting the money into it. In some cases, it's just really not sensible to put a couple hundred dollars into a machine that's not worth more than $200.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In most cases, you're better off just, you know, investing in a new machine if you're going to spend that kind of money. And as for name brand computers, I really recommend building your own desktop computer. I do provide that service. I can build you a custom computer. If you're not sure what you want, pretty much tell me what you do on it, and I can give you an estimate on how much it would cost, and it can be done the same day. I can bring it to you, and basically, if you want a new computer, I wouldn't really buy an HP or a Compaq or anything like that desktop wise. Laptop-wise, I definitely go with the Compaq, one of the newer models. They're really durable. the motherboards won't go out in, you know, 1 year like an HP would. That's the common thing going around with HPs. They seem to die out really quick.
Well, they do offer a nice warranty, though. If they see a trend, they'll extend the warranty, and they'll usually replace it, even if your machine has come out of the first year, 1 year warranty that they've got. But
guys,
you have to know where to look to find that information.
We're about to close, and we could talk forever about this. And I know you'll be talking to each other now. Let me just say that thank you so much for being on The Next Best Thing.
Well, thank you for your time.
And
thank you.
Next week, we're going to start a two-part series of Leaders on Leadership. And there are an amazing guests that we've got lined up for that. So you'll certainly want to tune in for next week and The Next Best Thing with your show host, Linda C. Thompson. Thanks again, guys. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, James. You've been fabulous.
Thank you all. You have a good night now. You hear?
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for joining us for The Next Best Thing. Linda C. Thompson will be back for another exciting edition next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, have the best week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.